In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor reports that good things are happening at Homer Lake.
How do you make a well-loved forest preserve even better? One way is to develop it. Toward that end, the Champaign County Forest Preserve District recently completed installation of what's called a natural playscape at Homer Lake. The playscape differs from a typical playground in that it uses natural materials, plants, boulders, logs, and earth mounds, rather than plastic and metal. It also includes an already popular stream-like water feature. The playscape is located near the Walnut Hill Shelter, and it's open all year long, although the water feature is shut off for the winter to prevent damage to the plumbing. Forest Preserve staff are quick to point out that pathways to and around the playscape are ADA accessible, which is a great benefit to children, parents, or grandparents with physical disabilities. Aside from adding features to a forest preserve, another way to make it better is to make it bigger, and there's also a project in the works for that at Homer Lake. The Forest Preserve District is currently pursuing an opportunity to expand the preserve by purchasing a nearby tract of land known as Sylvester Woods. At just over 5 acres, Sylvester Woods may strike people as a small addition since the Homer Lake Preserve already encompasses more than 800 acres. But in this case, quality really counts. According to Dan Olson, who was recently named executive director of the Forest Preserve District, Sylvester Woods stands apart from other local natural areas because of its ecological integrity. The Sylvester family has held the property since the original apportionment of the area by the federal government, and they used it only for low-impact recreation. They fished in the Salt Fork River, which runs through it, and had family get-togethers there, but not much else. Sylvester Woods was never clear-cut or row-cropped, or even, as far as anyone knows, grazed. A cabin is thought to have once been built on the site, but little evidence of that remains. As a result, the forest there is characterized by some majestic trees, with chinquapin oaks dominating on one side of the river and black walnuts on the other. In addition, says Olson, the forest understory of Sylvester Woods is incredibly diverse. A survey of plants conducted there identified no fewer than 86 species, including some wildflowers not found at any of the district's other preserves. One important use Olson sees for the property is to serve as a nursery where uncommon native plants can be propagated for ecological restoration work at other sites. He also sees Sylvester Woods as providing a unique experience for people who recreate there. The property is separated by private land from the rest of the Homer Lake Preserve, and it's not really big enough for developments like shelters or restrooms. Visitors who drive there will need to park on the side of the road and explore without the benefit of trails. Those who take the trouble to do so will be rewarded with a glimpse of Illinois forest as few have known it for more than 100 years. You can learn more about Sylvester Woods through the website of the Champaign County Forest Preserve District.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.